The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
You're listening to Mr. Cemetery's Terror Tales.
Greeting, my little terror fiends. Tonight's terror tale is about a girl who's home all alone and keeps finding creepy messages that have been left for her all over the house. I call this one Sticky Notes. Enjoy.
One evening, a teenage girl came home from school and found her house was empty. Her mother had left a sticky note on the fridge. It said her father was working late, her mother was out shopping, and her younger brothers were at soccer practice. She was all alone in the house. The girl locked the front door, just in case. Then, she put her phone on the hall table, hung her keys on the hook, and went upstairs to her bedroom to change clothes. As she was getting undressed, she saw a sticky note on her bed. She picked it up and looked at the message. It read, "There is someone in the house." She assumed it was her younger brothers playing a trick on her, so she crumpled up the note.
"Okay, very funny, guys. What happened? Did you two miss soccer practice?"
she said. No one answered.
"Hey, I know you're here. If I find out you two went through my stuff again, you're dead."
The girl went downstairs to the kitchen to fix herself a snack. She opened the refrigerator and discovered another sticky note. It read, "There's nobody here but you and me." She dropped a note and said,
"Hey, guys, this isn't funny anymore. Stop it."
There was no answer. The girl went to the front door and tried the knob, but it was locked. She turned around to get her keys, but the hook she hung them on was empty. Then, the girl glanced down at the hall table and saw that her phone had disappeared as well. On the table, there was another sticky note. It read, "You're not going anywhere." She screamed and panicked and picked up the phone to call the police, but there was no dial tone. She grabbed the phone line, and to her horror, she realized it had been cut. There was another note laying on the phone. It read, "No phone, no police, no way out." Trembling with fear, the girl ran to the back door. When she tried to turn the handle, she found it was also locked. Just then, she spotted another note stuck to the back door. It simply read, "Look up." So she looked up and saw her pet cat speared through the heart and pinned to the ceiling with a kitchen knife. She screamed in terror and ran to the nearest window. She tried punching it and kicking it, but she couldn't smash the glass. It wouldn't even crack. There was another sticky note on the window. It read, "You can't catch a break, can you?" The frightened girl desperately tried to think what to do. She needed a knife to defend herself, so she ran to the kitchen. But when she pulled the drawer, it was all empty. All of the knives were gone, and in their place was yet another sticky note. It read, "Children shouldn't play with sharp things." She ran upstairs to her bedroom and locked the door. She checked inside the closet and under the bed. There was nobody there. She breathed a sigh of relief. Then, all of a sudden, her TV turned on by itself. It was loud and static on the screen. She found another note. It read, "Now I have you where I want you." The girl flew into a panic and started yelling and screaming,
"Help! Help! Somebody help me!"
Just then, she remembered her laptop. She flipped open the lid and quickly sent an email to her best friend.
"Help! This is not a joke! Call the cops! There's someone in my house!"
Minutes later, she heard the sound of sirens outside. Police arrived and broke down her front door. The two officers burst into her bedroom and found her cowering in the corner, shaking and quivering with fear. The police searched the entire house from top to bottom, examining every nook and cranny, but they found no one. And as the officers were interviewing her, one of them spotted a sticky note attached to her back. He pulled it off and handed it to her. It read, "I was this close."
Tune in next week for our Halloween season finale. You won't want to miss it. It's sure to give you a frightmares. If you haven't yet, subscribe to my Patreon for more haunted stories and unreleased episodes. And you get early access to season 4. All commercial free, of course. And so much more. Subscribe today. The link's in the show notes of this episode. Why do vampires brush their teeth? They have bat breath. That's all the time we have for this week, kiddos. See you next week for the season finale. Until then, remember to stay spooky.